Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahaviryan Karavavahai, Tejasvinavaditamastomavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chapter 33, Indirect Expression of Ecstatic Love. Text 2548, page 45. Because all the 33 Vyavichari Bhavas, starting with Nirveda, though not contaminated with hostile emotions, disappear on their own after some time in the devotees, they are not classed as Stai Bhavas. Srila Jiva Goswami. Aviruddher api sprishta bhavahi means literally touched by non-contradictory bhavas. However, the meaning is actually not touched by contrary bhavas, hostility. Since the previous subject was hostility, it is similar in usage to the phrase asuryam pashya, king's wife. That literally means one who sees, pashya, no son, asuryam. But really means one who does not see the sun, since the queen is confined to the inner chambers of the palace. These Vyabhichari Bhavas disappear on their own with the passage of time. Footnote 26. The secondary rasas also disappear after some time by being covered by contrary bhavas. But verse 51 explains that the secondary ratis leave impressions after they disappear, whereas the Vyabhichari Bhavas do not leave impressions. So that'll be another distinction, right? Because you become fearful of something, you know, from this, then that leaves an impression, right? Or the hasya, you know, just the laughing and joking and all, that leaves an impression. But these others, they just come up and down within that one particular mood. Does that make sense? Whatever is the sty, the rati at the time, then that's what's being manifested. So the primary is going to be there, but then it may take subservience to a secondary. So all of that the primary and the secondary, they'll create impressions. The other ones will just come and go. They're just experiences there in the flow of the. The devotion or the mellow of prema. Does that make sense? Yeah.
So my answer is the reason, right? For the pure devotee, it's one Vyabhichari Bhava to another one.
Yes, all these can move like that, but the difference is because it can move in and out. But the point is that the five primary and the seven secondary, they'll create impressions, while the Vyabhicharis won't. They'll be experienced, but not impressions. So that's another difference why they're classified differently. You know, the seven instead, because they're basically acting like Vyabhichari Bhavas, right? But at the same time as they're different, because the main sty takes a subservient position to them, and also here is that they create some impression, while the Vyabhicharis don't. Even though the context of how they're moving is basically the same, like that. So, yeah. 2549. Though some persons would like to consider Mati, Garva, and other Vyabhichari Bhavas to be sty bhavas, they are not classified as such. Bart, Muni, and others are the authority for this statement. Srila Jiva Goswami. The first statement is contrary to the author's view. Thus, the authority is then given. Tad vidha means persons such as Bart, Muni. 2549. 2550. The seven secondary emotions being nourished greatly by vibhavas, anubhavas, sattvika bhavas, and vyavichari bhavas take up the status of stai bhavas in the devotees and produce a taste in the devotees. So they take up the status of that, but only temporarily. Right? That's why they're secondary. Means the primary has taken a subservient position. It doesn't disappear because the secondary rasa has to be in the context of the primary. It won't stand on its own. Right? Does that make sense? So that's the aspect, is that the primary never goes away. It's never replaced. It just becomes subservient. So it takes the backseat, you know, role, while the secondary takes the primary role. But it's still within the context of the main bhava, the stai bhava. Excellent. That makes sense. Therefore it is said, in a devotee, one of the five primary stai bhavas and the seven secondary bhavas, together making eight bhavas. Produce lasting impressions, even though they may externally disappear for some time. Since the impressions of the vyavichari bhavas disappear after they are covered by these eight, the vyavichari bhavas are not considered to be stai bhavas. So the others, they could produce lasting impressions, while the vyavichari, they just immediately, when something else comes up, they just disappear. Yeah, so making eight bhavas, the seven secondary and the one primary that is your natural rasa. Yes?
Don't we know which Sanskrit word is used for the impressions in this particular context?
No, I'm not sure. Our man is not here. Like that. I mean, whether it's samskara or not.
Yeah, samskara, vasana, or upadi. Because different preachers, they explain it differently. And when Rupa Goswami says sarvupadi vinir muktam, means the spiritual upadis, slowly, they push away the material upadis.
Yes, yes.
But now, according to this description, not everything leaves an impression.
Yes.
Something just comes and goes, and some actually makes an impression.
Yes. So but that's even just in the moods that we have here. So what we're saying is that these things come up and go. You're going to remember the main point that's coming up within it. You know, it's just like this. Whether someone does something foolish. Now, whether that makes you angry or whether it makes you laugh or whether it makes you disappointed, those things aren't the main point. That they did something foolish, that's what's going to create the impression. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so that's what will be remembered. This person tends to be foolish. How you responded and all that, what moods, what combinations, that's not actually the important point. Because the point is the impression means your value, how you're going to function from. How you're going to deal. So then let's say because of the fear of Mother Jashoda, therefore in her other services she's going to be careful to protect Krishna. When before that she wasn't necessarily. You know, she would be protecting Krishna, but it would be more relaxed. But then let's say after Putana, now she's more careful. Or after Trinavarta, you know, or these, then she'll be more careful. So it will adjust how your values, how you apply yourself. The others would just be experiences, but they don't necessarily create an overall impression. It means you'll get an impression of that of some, how you say, you know, particular intensity, but that's still based on the sty. Right? Does that make sense? So they're there only in a supportive role. Because if you're taking it that this comes up, then something, because when you intellectualize things, you can just keep going with them unlimitedly. So you have the stai bhava, which is the main, the secondary, it may take a prominent role, but it doesn't mean that the sthi is still not there. So they take on that mood like they're a sthi bhava, because they take kind of replace it, but it's still in the background, right? But you could say is that a vyavichara, because it comes up and you become angry or something. So then that then would be the sthi that you're functioning from. But no, it's still within the context of the others, and because it's so temporary, it doesn't leave an impression. Does that make sense?
Yeah. In Brahma Samhita, it is mentioned that Brahma, although was born from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu,
mm-hmm.
according to his Purva Samskaras, he wanted to create, and then he became the secondary creator of the universe.
Yes.
So those Purva Samskaras, they carry it. Even when everything goes into Mahavishnu, then still those impressions coming when we come
yes.
out.
Yes, the jivas will always have the impressions. Whatever, at the end, when the end of the, Brahma's day, at that destruction, when then one goes back into Mahavishnu, and then one's basically in that sleeping condition. So in that, it's not that when again the creation is manifest, you just continue where you left off. So the impressions remain. So that's what's so such a special thing about bhakti, is that it can destroy all that, so it has no effect. Like it said, the snake, you have a poisonous snake, you remove the teeth, it doesn't matter how poisonous it is, it can't deliver the poison. So that remains. So that's why then we're trying to create new impressions within Krishna consciousness, based on I'm servant of Krishna, and you're trying to remove all other impressions. Because we act according to impressions. So if we have Krishna conscious impressions, we'll act in that way. We have material, we'll act in that way.
Well, now actually it makes sense, because it's not how many impressions we have, but how deep they are. Because
mm-hmm.
many, say thousands of very superficial things, whatever happens, like vyabhichara, sattvika,
mm-hmm.
and then it doesn't give an imprint actually on the consciousness.
Right, right.
But one strong
yes.
gives, and then
yes.
it remains, and we carry it.
Yes. So it's that's why you see is that, let's say, someone's doing, not necessarily living a standard Vedic lifestyle when they come in contact with the devotees. And then as they develop that faith and they take up Krishna consciousness, so many material activities that they were doing and desires they had are just gone in a moment. But others, those are deeper, so those take a little longer to go away. Because others are just something. Others are doing, so you're doing, but it's not that it's important to you. Like that. Yeah. So it's just that taking it intellectually, that they come up and because of that you're acting in a particular way, so that way it becomes the sthi bhava. Then he's saying, no, the vyabhicharas, they're not considered that. Because they're too transitory. They don't create that. They don't create, because you're going to act in a particular way because of the rati, because that's the main impression. Right? And so these don't generate impressions, so therefore they're not sthi bhavas. So, yes.
So can we say that secondary rasas never become sthi? It's not happening.
Not for the devotees. It may for the materialists.
Mm-hmm.
Like kamsa. That fear or envy or any of these things. You can see, but on the material platform, because the sthi bhava is not actually a fixed thing. See, in the spiritual world, the sthi bhava is fixed. And so then the secondary rasas and the vyabhicharas coming up, then they're going to simply be adding to that taste of the actual sthi bhava. Right? But in the material world, we don't have what's our sthi bhava? Right? Means it's just whatever happens according to karma, whatever you're going to have. Right? But the secondary rasas, then they can come up quite comfortably. So basically, as Prabhupada is pointing out in the third verse of Bhagavatam, that basically on the material platform, people only really taste the seven secondary rasas. The primary, not so much. You know, if they do a bit, that you know, they write, you know, how you say, you know, Romeo and Juliet or something. You know, so, you know, is there a second book like that? No. You know, because that one tells it very nicely. You don't need it. The other ones are more transitory, so you have millions of them. You know, because they're on something else. You know, go in there and destroy things and shoot things and say snide comments, and that you can do all day.
Well, one Mataji challenged me and said that my sty is I'm the mother. And then we were trying to explain how it is not exactly, and then she just got really upset.
Oh, that's her identity. But then the point is when you identify as servant of Krishna, these things can be understood. If you don't identify as servant of Krishna, then these things won't be understood, because you can't function without an identity. So therefore, she's the mother of everything, the Vishwa Mata, right? You know, like that. You know, but that's Maya. She's that. So if she, you know, wants to reveal to us that she's actually, you know, Maya Devi herself, then that's fine. You know, we'll respect that. But the point is that's as we're seeing, you know, from the morning that Jiva Goswami is explaining that without the devotional attitude, you can't understand how Krishna is manifest. You'll think he's created, because we're used to things here, there's nothing, you create something. So therefore, when Krishna expands, then basically he's created. It's a different entity. But Jiva Goswami is pointing out is that, no, he's a non-dual entity. All the expansions are just manifestations of himself. Just like we all look up at the sun, we'll all each see a sun. But it's the same sun. But each one is perceiving it differently. So Krishna is one, as we mentioned, echad, right? But, you know, so then it's just the point will be is that it's the same person, but he just is manifesting in so many forms. But it's just one form. Right? So appreciating that, then there's not a difficulty. Right? So that we understand is that the relationships and all that, we're servant of Krishna. Within servant of Krishna, then we can have. That's the sthayi bhava. The other ones are just social etiquette. So that you're a mother, that's because you have a child. You know, if it was a sthayi bhava, did she have that before she had children? That means she would have already had that. So even as a 3-year-old, she would have been dealing with everybody as her child. So was she doing that? Then how can she say that's a sthayi bhava? That's just an identity that works for her now. And you know, it's natural, but that's just the varnashram etiquette. You know, the social system that we use. It's the dharma that we use, but it's not the nature of the soul. So unless the soul, you know, you can say it's more like the secondary rasas. The primary rasas, I'm serving of Krishna. And then you have within that, then you have flavors of how that will, what service you'll do. But I'm servant of Krishna is the actual. That's what I was saying. That's the generic one. Then you have a specific of this particular rasa. Does that make sense? You know, as you're saying, there's devotion to the Lord that all pure devotees will have, no matter what realm they're in. Then within that, there'll be an attitude of a difference of sweetness or majesty. Right, and then within that, then you'll have the specific of which of the rasas will be. Right, so there is distinction because Krishna Satchit and Ananda, there is distinction, even though it's one. So therefore, there's distinction within the relationships and this and that. You want to say something?
Yes. So when this whole concept is explained by Bharat Muni or any other scholar, they first explain Rati, where the whole distinction is made, then when we come to rasa, then there is no more any distinction made between who is the object, like between the vishaya and ashraya, everything. So that's the only reason that all the secondary are described as rati and then again as rasas. Because when you describe as rasa, then there is no differentiation. So that's the reason. Ultimately, material world is all about how we enjoy something without distinction, that I am getting enjoyment from everything else. But in the spiritual, it doesn't work like that, because they're already, there's a fixed position of who is the supreme lord and
who's the enjoyer, Jiva,
who is the enjoyer, and who is the subordinate enjoyer. So that's the reason mainly that the primary rasas cannot exist
really in the material,
in the material world, because nobody's position is fixed, as we don't want it to be fixed.
Yeah, we want our options open.
So that is explained by Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami also when it comes to the next chapter, rasas.
Oh, okay. Then come on. Yeah. 2552. Hasya Hasarati. When there is cheerfulness of the heart from irregularity of speech, dress, or actions, it is called hasa. In this state, the symptoms are opening of the eyes fully and quivering of the nose, lips, and cheeks. 2553. When hasa arises from actions related to Krishna and the primary rati assumes a subdued role, hasa becomes hasarati. Srila Jiva Goswami. In verse 43, the definition of the secondary rasas was given. When a primary rati becomes covered by hasa, it is called hasarati. Now in this verse it is said that hasa and other emotions are called rati because of assuming rati as their own nature, by identifying themselves as rati.
One small point in this. Generally we use the word hasya.
Yeah.
Hasya is what, like, I think in the grammar it comes to what is being experienced. This is like what is defined as such, the rati itself. That's why it is hasa instead of...
Okay, and hasya. Okay.
Hasya is, we call hasya rasa.
Okay. Oh, what's experienced.
Yeah.
But what's the definition of its hasa? Okay. Hasa rati means rati like hasa. This is similar to the meaning of the compound purusha, vyagra, tiger-like man. Previously, right, so when you're saying it's hasa rati, it's like saying that tiger-like man. The man's not a tiger. So it's just like the rati is not hasa, but it's acting like that, right? The rati is specific, and then within that, it's taken a subservient role, so therefore it acts like it's like that, but it's actually still within the context of its original. Previously, the meaning hasa rati, primary rati, which takes up the mood of hasa, would be similar to the word shaka, partiva, king who enjoys vegetables. Hasarati, manifest by the primary rati limiting itself. Shanku, chad atmana, the cause of limiting of the primary rasa is given. It arises from the spreading of intense happiness from actions related to Krishna. Krishna sambandhi cheshtotaha. But even seeing the irregularity in actions in persons hostile to Krishna, not directly related to Krishna, laughter may arise, which will also become a cause of restricting the primary rati. Because at that time the devotee will be happily thinking of the future actions of Krishna, which will also destroy those enemies. This should be understood in the case of other secondary ratis also. An example, 2554. Krishna said, "O beautiful woman, I swear to you that I have not even looked at the yogurt, but your bold friend is sniffing my mouth in vain. Give instructions to your friend so that she does not accuse innocent persons like me." End quote. When the gopi servant heard these words, she could not restrain her laughter. Srila Prabhupada, laughter. After he had stolen some yogurt from the pots of two gopis, Krishna told one of his gopi friends, "My dear beautiful friend, I can take an oath that I have not stolen even a drop of yogurt from your pot. But still your friend Radharani is very shamelessly smelling the flavor of my mouth. Kindly forbid her from this devious policy of putting her face near mine." End quote. When Krishna was speaking like this, the friends of Radharani could not check their laughter. This is an instance of laughter in ecstatic love. Right? So it takes the prominence over the conjugal aspect. But it's still there within the context of their conjugal relationship. But it takes the prominence. So it becomes the rati. And then based on that, then they may further jokes and everything like that, so it will nourish itself in that way. Srila Jiva Goswami. Bringing yogurt to the forest on the pretext of performing worship of the devatas, the gopis were moving about here and there in order to pick flowers. Krishna was carrying on an exchange with one gopi who was assigned to safeguard the yogurt alone by staying next to it. Suddenly, one coy gopi appeared and began sniffing Krishna's mouth to see if he had eaten the yogurt. Krishna refers to her in this verse. Sometimes Jadati, old woman, replaces Sumuki, and Vadu, young woman, replaces Saki. But this is not the accepted version. Right, so as Prabhupada explained it, that's the explanation. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. One time, a messenger, seeing that Jatila had gone to the village, brought Krishna to meet Radha in Radha's house. Suddenly, Jatila appeared and saw her daughter-in-law enjoying with Krishna. She began to scold Radha. In order to deceive her, Krishna spoke these words, "O old lady, I have not even looked at your yogurt. I make that oath. Your bold daughter is sniffing my mouth in order to confirm if I have eaten the yogurt. You should teach your daughter that all such hostile doubts, unsubstantiated, should not be entertained for cultured persons such as myself." The messenger could not stop herself from laughing. Right, so in this way, then, they're using the clever thing of that Radharani's closeness to Krishna is that they're thinking, "I stole yogurt, but I didn't steal yogurt." And so, yeah. 2555. Yes.
Is it connected to humor?
Yeah, humor just means it's something funny, as I mentioned before. There's cheerfulness of the heart from irregularity of speech, dress, or actions. So something irregular, because when you're making something that's a joke or that means it's irregular. You're thinking it's going one way and then it goes in another way, and that makes it funny. So it causes cheerfulness of heart, so that's hasya. If it goes in a different way and it creates fear, then that's a different. 2555. Vishmaya Rati. On seeing something unusual, the mind may inquire, "What could this be?" This disposition is called vishmaya, or wonder. In this state, the symptoms are widening of the eyes, uttering words like very good, and standing of hairs on end. The relation of vishmaya to the vishmaya rati is the same as hasa to hasa rati. Right? So, means you have wonder or hasa, means that's just laughing in that. But when it takes on the prominent role, then it becomes rati, right? So then it's in connection with Krishna, and that laughing and fun connected to Krishna. Right? Footnote 17. While the primary rati recedes, Vishwanath becomes prominent for some time and acts as rati. Right? So then it's called rati. Otherwise, there could be laughing, but it's not rati. It's not the secondary rasa.
So that's the difference. Vedichari also, Satvika also, one may be laughing or...
Yes, there may be laughing there, these others, but it's not taking on that's the attraction now. You're attracted to that aspect and that relationship. Is that, yes. So that's what I was saying, is that for most, is that on the material platform, the spiritual platform, these things come up and go down. You have your primary rati. But in the material world, then these are the things that make things happen. Right? Even if not, then people like, you know, horror, that they have to watch a movie to be scared, you know, just to get some taste. Right? You know, because, you know, what's the, what are the relationships? Does that make sense? Yeah. Srila Jiva Goswami. Vistriti, or expansion of the mind, means the mind displays various conditions, saying, what is that? Expansion of the heart was mentioned in relation to hasa in verse 52, Cheto Vikasha, where it meant joy. However, here it means opening up. Right? So the mind is, you know, what is this? It's becoming aware. And so when it's the heart, then it's just, you just laugh. Right? 2556. An example. When Brahma saw all the calves and cowherd boys manifest as forms of the supreme Brahman, as Narayana forms of four hands, wearing yellow garments, and marked with the Srivatsa, who are being praised by all the inhabitants of the universes, including many Brahmas, he became astonished and undered, what is this? What is this? Srila Prabhupada, astonishment. Once Brahma was watching all the cows and cowherd boys dressed in yellow garments and decorated with valuable jewels. The boys were expanding their four arms and were being worshipped by many hundreds of other Brahmas. All the cowherd boys began to express their joyfulness for being with Krishna, the supreme Brahman. At that time, Brahma showed his astonishment by exclaiming, what am I seeing here? This is an instant of astonishment in ecstatic love. 2557. Utsaha Rati. Firm and immediate attachment of the mind to activities such as battle, charity, compassion, and dharma, whose results are praised by the saintly people, is called utsaha. Srila Jiva Goswami. Yudhadi means fighting, charity, compassion, and righteous acts. Footnote 28. These different types of utsaha are explained in the section dealing with secondary rasas, 4.3. Instead of yudhadi, svabhishta, cherished, is sometimes seen. Right? So he says when the mind is attached to it. So the attachment to that, that's the cherished. Right? Or the enthusiasm that comes from that. Because you see fighting, charity, compassion, righteous acts, there's an enthusiasm. So that attachment to that enthusiasm, that's the svabhishta, that's the cherished. So it's just meaning which aspect of it you're taking. 2558. In this state, impulsiveness, not looking back in time, impatience and eagerness manifest. Utsaha relates to utsaharati in the same way hasa relates to hasarati. Right, so if it comes up and takes a prominence, then that's there. Like you can see is the cowherd boys are there, but then they may have their mock battles. So then this utsaha will come up as the secondary rasa. And so then there'll be utsaharati when they all are wrestling and fighting and, you know, challenging each other and all these different things. An example, 2559. When the air resounded with the sound of the flute, horn and patra, blades of grass, on the bank of the Jamuna, Sridham, desiring to fight with Krishna, began roaring and bound up his waist firmly. Right, so flute, horn, the buffalo horns, and patra. So you take the blades of grass and you put them in between your fingers. You blow, you know that one? No? You know, kids do it. You take a blade of grass that's flat, and you put it between your thumbs. Flat, but there's a little gap between the thumbs, and if you blow there, then it'll make a sound. So all the cowherd boys are blowing those, the buffalo horns, the flutes. And so there's the tumultuous sound, like, you know, how you say in the Battle of Kurukshetra, the tumulo, you know, it's this resounding, you know, all that. And then that fighting spirit is there, so then Sridham, you know, then takes up that mood. Srila Prabhupada, chivalry. On the bank of the Jamuna, once there was the crackling sound of dry leaves, giggling from the cowherd boys and thundering from the sky. Sridhama was tightening his belt to fight with Krishna, the conqueror of the demon Aga. This is an instance of chivalry in ecstatic love. 2560. Shokarati. Intense pain in the heart arising from separation from a dear one with thoughts that the beloved has perished is called shoka or lamentation. In this state, wailing, falling on the ground, heavy breathing, drying of the mouth, and confusion manifest. Shoka has the same relation to shokarati as hasa to hasarati. Srila Jiva Goswami. Chitta klesha bhavaha means intense pain in the heart arising from thoughts that one's beloved has perished. Footnote 29. If there were only intense pain and separation, it would be self-centered. Right, so this one goes out more. Right? 2561. An example from the 10th canto. When the force of the dust storm and the wind subsided, Jashoda's friends, the other gopis, approached Mother Jashoda, hearing her pitiful crying. Not seeing Krishna present, they too felt very much aggrieved and joined Mother Jashoda and crying, their eyes full of tears. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.7.25. Srila Prabhupada, Lamentation. In the 10th canto, 7th chapter, verse 25 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description of Krishna's being taken away by the whirlwind demon. Trinavarta, as Krishna was being thus carried up into the sky, all the gopis began to cry aloud. They approached Mother Jashoda, saying they could not find the son of Nanda. He had been taken away by a whirlwind. This is an instance of lamentation in ecstatic love. 2562. Another example. My heart did not become shattered on seeing Krishna, dearer than 1,000 lives, bound up by Kaliya. How hard my heart is. Srila Prabhupada. When Krishna was fighting with Kaliya, Mother Jashoda claimed, Krishna is now entrapped within the hoods of Kaliya's snake, and yet I am not tattered to pieces. So I must admit how wonderful is the preserving power of this material body. This is another instance of lamentation in ecstatic love. Srila Jiva Goswami, in this verse, Jashoda criticizes herself. 2563. Krodharati. Flaming up of the heart from encountering opposition is called krodha or anger. In this state, rough behavior, frowning and reddening of the eyes manifest. 2564. Krodha rati arises from krodha in the same way that hasa rati arises from hasa. It has two types, where the stimulus for krodha rati is Krishna and where the stimulus is the enemy of Krishna. 2565. Anger stimulated by Krishna. When Jatila recognized Radha's shining pearl necklace around the throat of Krishna, she frowned ferociously and glanced at Krishna in a terrifying manner. Srila Prabhupada, anger. When Jatila, the mother of Abhimanyu, saw Krishna wearing a necklace, she could understand that the jeweled ornament had been given to him by Radharani. She therefore became absorbed in anger and began to move her eyebrows, expressing her anger in ecstatic love. Srila Jiva Goswami. Jatila played the role of the mother-in-law of Radha. Her anger manifests from Rati directed towards Krishna. In attempting to thwart the relationship between her daughter-in-law and Krishna, she acts for the pleasure of Krishna, and thus the anger is not material. This should be understood in other similar instances also. So in other words, she's doing all these things to just increase the pleasure of pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Because, as we said, the obstacles, then that overcoming the obstacles is what's creating the happiness. That's the sambhog, right? Because for sambhog, you have to get over an obstacle. And so then she is just taking that role of playing in obstacles, because they always have to watch out for her. You know, she's always around. She comes out looking for them. She's suspicious, you know. So he has that, you know, that kind of typical, how you say, mother-in-law kind of attitude, you know, like this. And so because of this creates more pleasure in here. So therefore, she's doing this. It mentions it's in ecstatic love. Like that. But her role is she's playing the part of the mother-in-law, so then she has to, you know, create all these obstacles. Right? So then it has the point of you can overcome these, or you do things so that she doesn't even understand, you know, like that. You know, so there's so many pastimes that she's there, she's even approving because she doesn't know it's Krishna. Krishna comes dressed as a girl. So then Jai. Hare Krishna. Very enthusiastic. Welcome, welcome. No, not getting any particular attention. Yeah. So this is the, what do you call it? The Shantaratri. Right? Okay, somehow they decided you're the one. Used to have a cat before, it would come in and sit on a particular devotee's lap. So, so here. Yeah. Went through, checked out everybody, and then. Huh? Yeah, yeah, like that. And then comes up here, and then you kind of moved out a little farther. Okay, don't mess with this one. Okay. Yeah.
Different kinds of rakis.
Yes, different kinds of rakis.
All these gunas are actually under the control of Yogamaya.
Under Yogamaya, meaning she'll create the situations in which they come up,
yes.
Because the you can say all the Udipans and all those to be there. But the point is their reaction and all that, that's themselves. But that it means it's coming from the effect of prema. Like that's why he says it's expressing anger in ecstatic love. So it's she's involved but not involved. So it's not, it means it's the independence of the individual living entity. But at the same time as it's all in connection with Krishna. So it's just, you know, it's just like, let's say you arrange a nice situation, and when people come into it, then they'll react to that. And because of that situation, now they'll interact with each other differently. Does that make sense? You know, let's say you come, some friends come in, and there's a very nice setup, you know, kind of like formal arrangements for dinner, then they'll all come and sit down and, you know, behave in a particular way. Or if you put balloons everywhere, they'll act in a different way. Or let's say you set it up to look like a, you know, a medieval kind of thing like that, and swords and that, then they'll all get those and start fighting with each other. You know, it's just, that's what she does. She creates the that's what we're saying, is the situations, the ingredients, what you can do with those situations, you know, what results they'll produce, that's what she deals with. So that's her support of it. Now the pleasure gained by Krishna in that, that's Radharani. That's the Hladini. So even though Radharani Sarup Shakti, she takes that aspect. And Yogamaya is also Sarup Shakti. The Chit Shakti is Sarup. It's complete. It is complete. But she's just showing that side. So it's just like Balaram is non-different. But he's the servitor. So in the same way, Yogamaya is serving Radharani. Even though she may be the complete energy, but she's manifesting this part. Does that make sense? The same kind of principle. That's why you see Radharani goes with Krishna, and Yogamaya is connected with Balaram. You know, it means in the pastime it'll be his expansion. So as Mahanarayan, then she'll be connected there. But we see in like the Navadvipa Leela, then you'll see, you know, Boo and you know, like this, those aspects and that. So that aspect of this is his wife. Does that make sense? And then I think later when he goes to Dwarka, then he gets married, no? Balaram.
Yes.
Yeah, Revati.
Vasudha.
And Vasudha. So there's always the two, because then he's connected with the Kriya and Jnana aspect. You know, the Sambandha and Abhideya aspect. So the Sambandha and Abhideya is there to support Krishna's, you know, happiness, the Prayojan. So pleasing Krishna, his desire, that's the Prayojan. So that's why then they have different moods of the consorts. They're in a different mood, so then the consort is different. So... Yeah, so it should be understood as in the pastime it'll be run as that this is what's happening. You know, like that. So you don't make that distinction. That's what we're saying. In Rasa, the distinction is not made. But in the actuality, there's some pastime when all of them are expressing, you know, what service they're performing for Radha and Krishna. Right, so they're all servants of Radha and Krishna. So it's a transcendental position. Yes.
But in the spiritual world, there is no demon, but there is the obstacle.
Obstacles are there.
Yes.
Yeah, but you still have to have an obstacle. Otherwise, what's the point?
Because in the material world, when there is demon, it is like to, there is a position, there is an obstacle. So
yes, but it's a particular kind of obstacle. But also just that they're following their religious duties, so they can't go out at a particular time. You know? You know, being married women, they can't go out, you know, unless they go out with families. It's, you know, they're invited by Mother Jashoda, something like that. So to be with Krishna, then they have to go out at night when everyone's asleep. You know, or making excuse that they're going to worship the demigods, so therefore then they can go out and do that worship. Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah. 2565. Anger stimulated by Krishna. When Jatila recognized Radha's shining pearl necklace around the throat of... Oh, we just read that. Okay, 2566. Anger stimulated by an enemy. When the blazing forest fire, who was actually the brother of Kamsa, surrounded Krishna, a frown of anger appeared on the forehead of Balaram, like a cloud bank in the sky. 2567. Bhairati. Didn't know he was the brother. Yeah, yeah. Like that. But it's so many of them are all related that you don't know. You know, it's like these, like the Rakshasas. Bhima kills Hidimba, and then when he gets to Ekachakra, they're related and says, hey. You know, so. 2567. Bhairati. When the heart manifests extreme unsteadiness after committing an offense or seeing fearful creatures, it is called bhaya or fear. In this state, the attempt to hide oneself, drying up of the heart, fleeing and confusion manifests. 2568. The wise say that bhaya is related to bhairati, just as hasa is related to hasarati. As with Krodha, Bhairati has two types. Bhaya, those whose cause is Krishna, and Bhaya, whose cause is the enemy of Krishna. 2569. Krishna is the cause of fear. Right, it even said the hasa was like what was connected to Krishna himself or that which was connected to like that. Krishna is the cause of fear. When Krishna asked Akura for the Shamataka jewel in the assembly in a friendly way, Akura, who was hiding the jewel in his clothing, could not answer. He became fearful of Krishna, understanding that Krishna knew he was hiding the jewel. His mouth dried up and he became sad. 2570. Enemy of Krishna as the cause of fear. When Vrishasura, like a storm cloud, roared in a frightening manner at the entrance of Gokula, Jashoda, thinking of the protection of her son, began to tremble. 2571. Jugupsarati. Restriction of the heart arising from experiencing disgusting things is called jugupsa, or disgust. In this state, spitting, curling the lips, uttering contemptuous words manifest. When this jugupsa appears because of rati, it is called jugupsarati. 2572. An example. Since my heart has become eager to play at the lotus feet of Krishna, who is the abode of ever-fresh rasa. When I think of association with women, my mouth curls up in disgust and I spit. Srila Prabhupada, ghastliness. There is a statement by Jamunacharya to this effect. Since I have begun to enjoy these transcendental exchanges of love, which are always newer and newer, whenever I think of the pleasure of past sex life, my lips curl and I wish to spit on the idea. This is an instance of ecstatic love and ghastliness. 2573. As like before it was mentioned, it's not directly in connection with Krishna. It's generally in connection with the material world. So the six are connected with Krishna, but the seventh one is connected to material existence. But it'll be like this in the context of Krishna consciousness. Like that. Like material world means material world becomes disgusting because of Krishna becoming absorbed in Krishna consciousness. right? But you see, on the material platform, people can have this ghastliness in connection with other people, right, in their relationships. 2573. As long as one among the five primary ratis, along with the seven secondary ratis, does not attain the state of rasa in an individual, the eight are called sthayibhavas. Srila Jiva Goswami. Pratama here means primary ratis. If the eight attain the state of rasa, then they are called rasas, not sthayibhavas. Right, because then you'll see, does that make sense? So then you'll have, let's say you have the Vatsalya Rati, right? And so then that'll be a sthayibhava, right? That's the sthay. But when it attains the position of the taste of rasa, then you call it Vatsalya Rasa. Right? So one is the attraction to Krishna in that way, but the experience of that, that's the rasa. So all those combined together, you take the five and you'll say that they're this, but you combine it together and that's rasa. You know, just like we take some potatoes, we take some cream, we take some salt, we take some pepper, right? We take a pot, we take an oven. So they're all individual things, right? But when you combine them together, then it's a preparation. Does that make sense? So at that time, you don't distinguish it like that. It's that preparation, the taste of that. Yes?
So, rati, at that particular moment, turns into rasa, or they just coexist simultaneously?
Means, it's the point is, these five things are the ingredients of rasa. But it's combined together, that is rasa. Right. In other words, the ingredients are what's used to create the taste. So in their combination, that's called rasa. But on their own, so you can study them individually because they're ingredients. Mm-hmm. But the actual, that's why when we're studying here, it's the science of that's there. This is how you apply and all that. And because you know that, that doesn't put you on the platform of prema. Prema is an experience. Does that make sense? So that's the difficulty, is it's thought, oh, if I know all this, I'm more advanced, and I know all these things, I can quote this, oh, that's this, oh, that's that. But it's just knowledge. So it's not taste, so it's just an ingredient. So the point is the rasa means they're tasting these ingredients. So you're saying you don't really make the distinction at that time, it's just rasa. You know?
Right.
Yes.
And we speak about Vatsalya. Can we say that the level of sampratidasa is when this rasa begins? Because previously they identify, they become...
No, rasa would be before that. You would be getting some. Means the point is it doesn't have that fullness and that intensity that it would have. So bhava means there's a static emotion. So there's a taste in that. You know, just like we'll have some attachment, some taste, things like this. But it's not of the intensity that you would call it. It would come to this platform, right? So there's the mellows that are going on. People are tasting these things, but that the volume that it is here, then that's what's prema. You don't have that before. So bhava you would be tasting, but it just doesn't have the fullness that it would at prema. So, yeah. Okay. Two, 574. If they remain independent, then the 33 Vyavichari Bhavas, the 8 Ratis mentioned above, and the 8 Sattvika Bhavas are called 49 Bhavas, or emotional states. Srila Jiva Goswami. If these Bhavas do not attain the nature of Rasa by serving the Stai Bhava, and thus remain independent, then they are considered to be the 33 Vyavichari Bhavas, the 8 Sattvika Bhavas, and the 8 Ratis. Tan means the total of 49. Right? When they attain rasa, then you don't distinguish. They're just all coming up. You can see what's flavors being there, but it's the taste of it. So it's not an analytical point. So when they're not, then you can call them by this. You have the 33 Vyavicharis, you have the 8 Sattvika Bhavas, and you have the 8 Ratis. right? So the rati is going to be that dynamic, like that. The eight sattvikas will be the experiences that are there, right? And then the eight ratis. So this way you get 49. Yes.
Rasa come only when there is pure devotion.
Basically.
And when there is pure devotion, it's only from one emotion to another one.
Yeah, emotions moving from the emotion. That's what we're saying. The bhavas are moving.
Exactly.
Like that. So you had the who was it? No. It was something you have the cheshta and the bhava. Huh? Rupa. Okay, the form of the bhava, the form of the rupa, the form of the endeavor, or the action. So the taste is that's the taste that is gained, that experience, that's the rasa. That's the taste of it. You know, the ingredients, like you say, you have a rasgulla, it's made of particular ingredients. But when you eat it, you don't have this thing, it's the taste that is there. It means you can analyze and go, this is that. But it's that combination that gives the taste. Right? Because if you take paneer on its own, it'll have one taste. Sugar on its own, it has another taste. Water on its own has another taste. Right? But you combine them together, you get the rasgulla, and it has a different experience. So that's the meaning here. So on their own, then you call them by these eight. They're the 49 bhavas or emotional states. On their own, you're analyzing. Yes. But when they're functioning, then it's just called rasa. Yes. Right? Does that make sense? So then you don't have to deal with them separately. It means you can mention that this is coming up or that or something like that. Yes.
So before we studied 41 and now the sattvikas added, that's...
Seems to be, yes, the sattvikas added. Because that seems to be more of an experience, because it says the intellect is not functioning.
Right.
It's just happening.
Yeah.
So it'll have more of an experiential. While the anubhavas seem to be in another category.
Yeah.
So that's why many times you see there's overlaps between these. The same title may be used. Mm-hmm. Means in Sanskrit you can have different words, but in English you may or may not have them. But they'll be the same in anubhava and sattvika bhavas. But the one has there's the thought is going on. The other one is just happening,
yeah.
Like that. And then the vyavicharis, they may also be the similar, but they're transitory. They're just going to come up. They're not necessarily a physical experience. They're just coming through the mind. It may have some effect, but the point is this, right? But then, and then the difference between the secondary rasas, ratis, and the vyavachari, then one is having that more effect on the person. Well, the other ones are also transitory. Does that make sense? So there is something that defines them specifically, though there's many common elements, because if there's not common elements, how would they function together? You know what I'm saying? So there has to be common. Like, I could put potatoes and cauliflower together. I wouldn't put potatoes and shoes together. Right? You know, unless you're in Alaska, then you might do that. Yeah? Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premier.